the beer-scented microphone. The city's bulldozers were out front, revving their engines. The obit of the blues box was written on the bathroom walls. Indeed, the time had come for the alleged Devil's Music Hall to face the executioner. Superstitious villagers, pitchforks in hand, gathered to witness its last rites read aloud. In hushed moral condemnation, they gawked as the hangman readied his noose. That summer, city officials went public with their devised plan to ease downtown traffic by raising Tabby's Blues Box and Heritage Hall. They proposed a bill to build an overpass over a nearby railroad track that would arch directly over my father's juke joint. In case there's a train derailment, people would have another way out of downtown, said Fred Rayford, the public works director, to a reporter for The Advocate. There hadn't been a train derailment in the area since the Blues Box opened 20 years ago. Many people in the black community could not understand why the overpass required the loss of a major landmark and historical attraction, a loss that would further devastate the frail neighborhood. We cannot always put infrastructure improvements on the people who can least afford the improvements, said Cedric B. Glover, a state representative from the community, expressing his dissatisfaction with the plan on the evening news. If the burden is placed on Rose and Thomas Cafe, a black-owned mom-and-pop soul food joint next door, and Tabby's Blues Box, we haven't gained as much as we think, he said into the camera. Baton Rouge voters, after much consternation, approved a tax to pay for the road project. The road widening of North Boulevard, which many deemed an ominous harbinger of gentrification, was set to level every building remaining on the once burgeoning Negro thoroughfare, the conspicuous exception being the Masonic Temple Theater across the street. The project would cost about $7 million. The development's main concern was the Kansas City Southern Railroad line, a block away from Tabby's Blues Box. The construction would also widen North Boulevard between North 10th and North 19th Streets into four lanes. The bridge would run above the Griffin Building, built in the 1920s,